Wait.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Oh, look at that. Another day of just unbearable humidity and heat.
Smooth.
Yesterday, they're saying we broke a 73-year-old heat record.
That's terrifying.
With temperatures sitting at 32 degrees Celsius as of 4 p.m., which marked the warmest conditions observed at Toronto's Pearson International Airport on August 23rd since 1949.
Dear God.
To put that in perspective, the Second World War had just ended a couple years previous.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we did it. They say it reached 39 degrees with humidity in the city. And get used to it because it's going to stay like that for the next little bit. But hey, better than snow, right?
Yeah, that's one way to look at it, optimistically.
That's how we always judge, you know, things like global warming and climate change. Like, yeah, well, at least it's not snowing.
Nah, global warming's not real though, right?
Yeah, damn right.
All right.
Hey, coming up in like an hour, another keyword is coming your way to get you a step closer to the $5,000. But before we have that fun, sexy time, let's check in with Jax.
Well, you brought something to my attention that I completely forgot about because I still thought it was, you know, summer. But pumpkin spice lattes are coming back at Starbucks, which is alarming and terrifying and also delicious. They are confirmed to come out today, correct, TJ?
Yes.
We were wondering if it was just in the States, but it's here today, so you can feel fallish, even though it's going to feel like 38 degrees today.
Yeah.
Yay.
What a time to enjoy a PSL.
Oh, yeah.
Love that sugar.
Yeah.
Hey, yesterday we talked about, Jax had a theory about Drake that here was the backstory. She stalked his Instagram and basically found out what end of the city he was driving to.
That's
and
right.
Theorized that he's putting out his album soon. Then there was a whole Kanye development yesterday, and then I got a really angry DM about your theory yesterday.
Angry?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
And I want to read it, and we're going to discuss this at 7:08 on 99.9 Virgin Radio. But first, it's Sam Smith and Diamonds. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Yesterday morning, around this time, we were talking about Drake. Drake posted some videos on his Instagram stories. The first one of him driving west on the Gardner, which sounds weird to say out loud, but you could easily tell from the video he posted.
Yeah, you could.
He was driving west on the Gardner.
You thought that was crazy, but it's true.
A few hours later, between 1 and 3 a.m., can't remember the exact time, posted another video of himself laughing, and Jax hypothesized that he was now heading east to go back home.
Mm-hmm.
Because... what was your whole theory behind this, Jax?
Well, see, my theory is that 40, like his longtime producer and friend, lives in the West. So he's driving in the Gardner to go to his studio and finish up the album because I think he's going to drop it on Friday. And then he was going back east and then north because he was going home to sleep.
Okay, so that was your theory. And it was once again another theory that the album was coming.
Yeah.
We then learned later on that Drake was laughing because that evening, Kanye West had posted a screenshot of Drake's address.
Which is like, if there's two places that everybody knows. It's like the CN Tower and where Drake lives. Like, but nobody needs to know on a map.
Online, it's called doxing. Like, where you expose where someone lives or personal details about their life. So he tried to do that. He ended up taking down the screenshot. And anybody from the city kind of laughed at it.
Yeah.
Like, Drake's address is literally on Google Maps.
Yeah, come on. Kanye, stop it.
The interesting part about that is the album did not come out yesterday. I received a pretty fired up direct message from somebody on Instagram, Jax. Because of you and your 19 theories about when Drake is going to release.
I said it was going to come out this week.
Okay, but before that, you also said it was going to come out 2 weekends ago. You said it was going to come out 2 weekends before that. You said end of April, mid-April, beginning of April.
I literally said last
February.
Christmas.
Yeah. You said, when's his birthday? When's in October?
Yeah.
Legitimately, the count is at 9 or 10 different times that you've walked in.
Continuously.
And in full on sincerity said, today's the day. I got this message. Hey, TJ, if Jax is wrong on her theory, does this mean we can't trust her anymore?
What?
Because she's given me so much hope over an 8-month span, LOL. I said, for someone who's been outside Drake's home as much as she has, you think she'd get this right?
I drove by a couple times just to check in on how the construction was going, okay?
Yeah.
I wasn't just
And what happened
there.
When you did that?
They give you, the security man gave me eyes and told me to leave, and... actually told me to leave, not give me
option.
They told me to
Guess
leave.
Guess what's happening next? You're
but
leaving.
Here's the thing is that I figure if I keep on saying it's going to come out, but and I know I can't be trusted at this point, but I do believe that this is the time.
Yeah.
This week, that it's going to come out this week.
Well, as long as you understand that you can't be trusted, I think our work here is done.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's coming out this week. And you watch as I dance in celebration of being right.
The annoying thing is one day you are going to be right, mm-hmm. and you're going to be like, I called it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
In a land far, far away called Before the Pandemic, people were excited, people were pumped, people were ready because Hamilton, the musical, was coming to town.
Tickets were hot for that. Do you remember?
It was wild. Like, there was, like, huge queues. It was like, you know, going on Ticketmaster to get huge music tickets. It was wild.
Producer Jesse at the time, too, like, sit on wait for it for like an hour.
Oh yeah,
or a month.
Like, it was absolutely wild, and it was coming for a three month run with Mervish, and then of course you were expected to have it go way longer, as many of these Mervish shows do. They get extended and extended and extended. But here's the thing: is that it didn't happen because we had a global pandemic. Of course, like many things, it was canceled. Mm-hmm. But we did just get good news that it is going to be coming to Toronto, Princess Wales Theatre, in February 2023.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, it's far away, but it's pretty cool. But this is good news. I mean, Mervish came out yesterday and had a bunch of good news. Tickets and details about a bunch of shows. They are going to be returning to audiences after a 18-month closure. And all of their theaters are going to be reopening for new shows and productions that were canceled and delayed.
The one part about this stage of the pandemic that never gets old is the places that are announcing that they're reopening or the things that you can do again.
Yeah.
Because it might be even things that you haven't considered doing before. Like, even if you weren't super into theater, just hearing that Hamilton's coming back and the theater's opening, you're like, oh, I'm going to go to every show now of all time. I'm going to buy a theater blazer. I'm going to wear that blazer every day.
I will become a theater person. Yeah, I didn't even I do like eating out, but I didn't like eating out all the time. Take me to any restaurant right now. Yeah. I just want to go somewhere. I want to see people. I want to look at a stranger, anything. So this is very, very good news. It's going to be happening. Yeah. Like I said, February 2023, and it's going to be an expected 3-month run of Hamilton, once again, the musical, but it sounds like it's probably going to go on a lot longer.
Amazing news.
Have you seen any of it online?
I haven't. I probably heard a couple of the songs here and there. The last show I saw part of Mervish was Cats, and I had a really good time at Cats.
You saw what?
I saw Cats.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
What's wrong with Cats?
I just...
Have you ever seen it?
No.
Oh, so then what are you making fun of?
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. You got me. You're a theater guy now. I like that.
Yeah, a bit of a theater guy.
It's Ed Sheeran. Bad Habits. 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Taylor Swift is obviously in the process of re-recording all of her albums. And she announced that Red, Taylor's version, is coming out November 19th, which is very exciting. And a song that Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran wrote on the very first day that they met is going to be on the album. That song, by the way, is Everything Has Changed. If you haven't heard it, you'll definitely recognize it.
So good.
Beautiful, eh?
Just perfect.
So what's cool about the re-records of these albums is Taylor is always adding a whole bunch of songs that either didn't make it or were released as singles or whatever the case may be. Now, that song, for example, didn't appear on the original version of Red, but it has been around for a while. Ed Sheeran said in the interview that they did write it the first day they met.
Yeah.
Also said that this isn't the only song that they're doing on the album together, kind of teasing ahead to it. And that the vinyl version for Red, Taylor's version, goes up for pre-order, but it comes out November 19th. I love that she's doing this. And it was a really interesting idea to add all the songs that didn't quite make the final cuts for albums, so that the album that you are getting, the Taylor's version ones, are still original in a sense. And it fills you with nostalgia.
The two of them together also can write a song within like 3 seconds.
Yeah.
So having them together, this was done so quickly and it's so perfect. And I would honestly... I would listen to a split album by them. Maybe if that's a project in the future, just the two of them doing a collaboration album. I mean, Ed's done it before.
And that says a lot, too, because you and Adam Wilde are always saying that Ed needs to go take a nap.
He really does. Actually, between the two of them, and I love both of them, especially Taylor Swift, but they just keep putting out music.
They're so tired.
They're so tired. They
November
keep going.
19th, Red is coming out. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Elijah Woods. This is Lights.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex. Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the movie lover's monthly membership for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca. Ariana Grande is launching her own cosmetics line. Now, it has been rumored for a while that she's been planning to launch her own collection, R.E.M. Beauty. And today, the URL and social media handles on platforms like Twitter and Instagram all went live, so everyone's like, oh, cool, it's actually happening. She's done multiple collaborations with skin and cosmetic lines in the past, but this is her first time she's going solo. It looks like the company's going to be coming very, very soon. Not 1,000% as to when, though. People are getting tattoos of their vaccine QR codes.
Oh, no. Here we go.
So when you hear the term vaccine passport, I guess an idea that's been proposed is it's run through an app. And essentially, it's just a QR code. And it's like you're going through an airport. They scan it, gives you the green light. And you're good to go do whatever. So a 22-year-old in Italy is going viral after he got his QR code tattooed on his upper arm that links to his vaccine status. He tested it out at a McDonald's that requires proof there, and it worked.
Okay, but tattoos fade, and tattoos change, and tattoos, you know, kind of ebb and flow with skin.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's going to last, my love.
He's not the first person I've seen online get a QR code of something. Definitely the first for a vaccine. Okay. It'll be interesting to see if this becomes a trend, particularly among annoying TikTok influencers.
Yeah.
But it could happen. Let's hope it does.
Yeah, please not.
I'd rather have the app. The next big fashion trend might be dressy bell-bottom pants. Multiple luxury brands are putting out baggy flare dress pants, which definitely have a bell-bottom vibe. The wide opening at the bottom is more subtle than classic bell-bottoms.
Producer Michaela,
bell-bottom look.
Producer Michaela is shaking her head right now, and I am too. I actually just got my first pair of I have wide-legged jeans, but like wide-legged Levi's, and my girlfriend told me to stop wearing them because I have like a mental breakdown every time I wear them because I'm like, these aren't flattering because I like skinny jeans.
Yeah.
They're the only thing that made my stubby little legs look okay, and I can't do this. I just can't do this.
In the early mid-2000s, there was a type of flared jean that came out, and they used to go right to the ground.
Yep.
And
they were so ratty at the bottom.
Yeah, yep. Because the water would get at them.
Yep.
What were those called? Do you remember?
Just bell bottoms.
Okay. I thought they were a certain brand. I guess that's why I'm not in high fashion. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
All right, just a few minutes away, 4 minutes away to be exact, from you getting your next keyword at $5,000. We give you a keyword, and you're one step closer at winning $5,000 with 5K Friday, baby. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Do you believe in UFOs? I'm going to start this conversation with that question. Because TJ does. And TJ's really going to like this story.
How could you not?
So
it's so arrogant to think that we're alone in the universe
hang on, infinitely big. Hang on. So there was a quote-unquote sighting in Mississauga over the weekend. A video came out on August 21st. And right now, I need you to go to 99.9 Virgin Toronto on Instagram, Virgin Radio Toronto on Instagram, because we have the video up. And I want to know if you actually think that this is a UFO, because people are very split between the two. I don't think it's real, and TJ thinks it's 100% UFO. So this quote-unquote UFO in Mississauga was gliding above. It's a dark object. It can be seen floating in the evening sky. It's really blurry and kind of sketchy, and I don't think it's a UFO. But TJ, you are convinced. And I want to know why, judging from this video that we have on our Instagram.
I'll tell you one reason. Number one, the truth is out there. Number two.
You can't do that.
Okay, so multiple reasons. Number two, I grew up in Brampton, which is, of course, right next to Mississauga. And a lot of weird stuff happens in Brampton and Mississauga. Mm-hmm. And if I were a being from another planet, another solar system, and I was buzzing by Earth, I would definitely stop in Brampton, Mississauga, to have a look, see what's going on, what people are bopping around and doing. Absolutely.
If you were an alien, your first place would be Mississauga, is what you're saying.
Well, we've already built the pyramids. We might as well go check out things in Mississauga.
Okay. You know, so honestly, all jokes aside, all everything aside.
Who's joking? I'm not kidding.
So you believe that this video, like what they're showing in this video, is 100% a UFO?
Absolutely.
I really fully
believe in extraterrestrial life. Yeah.
And you think that this sighting...
Jax, have you ever watched one of those videos on Facebook? Oh, God. This is a rough start to this argument, but I'm going to keep going.
No, it really is.
You know those videos where they show you exactly how big the universe is? So it starts off with, it shows you how big Earth is, and then in comparison to our moon, in comparison to Saturn, in comparison to our sun, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. When you see how big the entire universe is...
TJ, no.
Does it not?
No.
Set off alarm bells in your mind that like, I doubt we're the only people.
It does, but it doesn't mean aliens are in Mississauga, my friend.
It absolutely means they're in Mississauga.
Okay, so hang on.
They want to go to Mandarin.
Hang on. The Mandarin is good. You're right.
They're going there.
No, I want you to go to our Instagram page, Virgin Radio Toronto, and see it for yourself. And I want you to text us, 999-999, because I am just like, it's absolutely not a UFO that we have in this video. It's not a UFO. There's no way. And TJ believes there is no other option of what it could be.
When they land...
Don't do that.
Just
don't
off,
threaten me.
Listen, when they land somewhere in Mississauga,
okay,
probably in the Square One parking lot, and they say, hey, show me people who didn't believe, I'm going to point you out to them.
999-999, is this a UFO or is this absolutely not? And is TJ going on a weird tangent this morning?
Usually.
Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Mississauga had a... UFO sighting.
It did.
And I bring down the music because it's not real.
Oh,
it's
believes
fake.
That the mood can change her mind.
No.
Change her moods, but doesn't believe in UFOs.
If you believe in UFOs, you have to believe in astrology. That's the oldest rule.
No.
No, but for real, there was... Go to Virgin Radio Toronto on Instagram. There was a video that went viral over the weekend of an apparent UFO sighting. And a lot of people really think that this is an actual UFO, even though it 100% isn't. I don't believe it is. TJ is just...
I'm excited. We have another sighting. This is great news for the community.
What are you excited for? For the community.
Yeah.
So we want to know, 999-999, is this UFO or is this absolutely not?
Some comments on our Instagram feed are blowing up too. People are really knocking the quality of the video.
Yeah, it's awful.
Someone said, seriously, my 6-year-old Samsung phone could take better video. Fake for sure.
Yeah.
Melissa says, I guess it technically is an unidentified flying object, yeah, as we do not know what it is and it appears to be flying. Yeah. Somebody said from the 289, Jax, this is a text that just came in. If it's not a UFO, then what do you think it is, Jax?
I think it is either a large balloon that is just flying.
Balloon.
Let me say why. Because it's just floating and chilling. Or I think it's just a drone, like a large drone. Like the video is so grainy and you're like, no, that's an alien. 100%. I know it. You've never even seen an alien. Kay. How do you know that that's an alien?
I haven't seen the pyramids, but I know those exist.
That's because there's real photos of them.
We're looking at a real video right now. What's the difference?
It's good. Honestly, go check it out. Virgin Radio Toronto on Instagram.
Also, that was a bang-on impression of me. I can't argue that. Another message says, looks like the spaceship from a Superman movie. Somebody says, it's so really a UFO. I've seen UFOs in the GTA. And I will now follow that person and ask them 1,000 questions.
You know what? I'm so glad that you're making new friends. I am.
People on the text line that don't believe in the UFOs are saying, like, why would they come to Earth if the universe is so big? And I actually have a bit of an answer for that question.
Oh, I hoped you would.
There has been a spike in UFO sightings and encounters since around the time that they created the atomic bomb. So since, like, atomic energy became, I wouldn't say popular, but since they, like, split the atom, there was a huge sighting because it, like, put off radiation and all that fun stuff. So now we're, like, on their radar, and now they're interested in us. But the reason that they don't mess with us too much is because we're so harmless to them.
Oh, for sure. No, that sounds...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Really,
what's your really horoscope today?
That sounds really... Yeah. Don't lash out with astrology. 999-999. Is this actually a UFO, or is this just some random video that doesn't clearly show anything?
It's not a drone.
Are you sure? I think it's a balloon. No? Okay.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Good news, Hamilton the musical is going to return to Toronto. It's first premiered in Toronto in February 2020. Of course, the world shut down in March, so it wasn't here as long as it was supposed to be. Obviously cut short due to COVID, but it's coming back February of 2023. This is exciting because if you had tickets to this, it was such a talked about show. You were really,
so
really
big.
Excited. And now you get to go see the show, which is great.
Hell yeah.
The show's return was revealed by Mirvish yesterday, along with the announcement that the company's four theaters will reopen to audiences after an 18-month closure, which is always fun to talk about. There's a new trend online, the Milk Crate Challenge. Have you seen this yet? People keep stacking milk crates and then trying to climb them. Falls are inevitable and hilarious. That allegedly first popped up on Facebook earlier this month, and the first video boasted over 15 million views. And every time you see them, they're getting more aggressive in terms of the height. I saw one yesterday of a guy in a gym doing it then doing curls of like 45 pounds, because why not? And he's probably wearing a shirt that says, your workout is my warm-up.
If there happened to be just a large stack of milk crates and a soft place to land in the Much Music parking lot where we work, after the show, I would do it. If it just happened to be there, I would 100% do it.
No way. That's a torn ACL waiting to happen.
No, I'm ready. I'm agile. I'm ready.
Well, it's officially fall. As of today, the pumpkin spice latte is back at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Actually, a little bit later than it's usually been. I believe last year or the year before, it was like August 18th it came out. Mm. Well, it's August 24th, so it's a little bit better. Also means we're going to see an influx of pumpkin spice everything from deodorant to chicken dry rub to Kraft dinner, because that's just the world we live in. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
We are a little over an hour away from giving you another keyword. At 10 a.m., you get your next keyword for 5K Friday. One step closer, my friend, to winning $5,000.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The honeymoon haze has worn off. And you're like,
did you say honeymoon haze?
Yeah.
I thought it was honeymoon phase.
It's haze now because I just said it was. It's new. It's 2021, baby. And it's worn off and you realized, I didn't know this about my partner. And it strikes you as very odd. 999-999 or 416-872-9999. TJ, you've been with Val over a year now. Is there anything that you realized a little later on in that you were like, what is this?
I learned she's a very, very organized person, as I am. She's very neat. She's very clean. She's very tidy. But
nothing weird?
What's that?
Like, nothing weird. That's a good thing, though. Nothing weird?
No, there's a but coming.
Okay.
But for the life of her, she can't organize a cupboard or a fridge. So when we do groceries, we have a new rule at home that she leaves them on the counter and I put them away.
Who made this rule?
I did, because sometimes I would open the cupboard and I would have a full-on meltdown because everything was so unorganized. But now we have a system in place. But to be fair to her, she's probably also learned a lot about me.
Yeah.
About a year in that I have to put away groceries because I'll have a meltdown if the fridge doesn't look a certain way. I also lay out my clothes every morning in a certain spot, and if they're moved, then I'm not a big fan of that. And I also do laundry in a different way.
You sound reasonable at home.
I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah. Jax?
I learned, and I've been dating Michelle over a year now, I learned that she is a Halloween costume couple person.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And you're not.
I'm not. I don't even like Halloween. I find it spooky. It's too scary. I don't want anything to do with it. But she actually wants to do a couple's costume. Like, this is fun to her. She wants to plan it out and she wants to work on it. She gets really excited about Halloween.
So she's done this before. Like, Halloween is a holiday that she cares
about.
She
loves Halloween, yeah.
Okay, because I grew up in a household, my mom hated Halloween and would begrudgingly put up the decorations every year, and she hated doing it. So I've grown up the same way, where I don't like it. Mm. Val doesn't like it either. But I actually said to her this year, I was like, we should become a Halloween couple.
Okay, so why? Really,
so
why?
It's going to be me, Val, and Michelle. We're going to be a Halloween
And I'm just going to be at home watching a movie by myself. Don't take my girlfriend into a throuple, please. I find it odd, and I had no idea, and I've been dating her this long, and I feel like I know her very well, but I had no idea about this. We want to know, 416-872-9999 or 999-999, something that really surprised you and you really didn't see coming about your partner like a year in.
How did you react when she said she wanted to do it? Are you on board?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Will I do it? Yes.
Yeah, you got it.
Do I want to? No.
Did she pitch any ideas to you on what she wants you to be?
Well, no. And I said, like, we could be bananas in pajamas. And then she said that was dumb.
Well, you're both right.
What?
You could do it, but it is dumb.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You are well into your relationship, and then you learn this about your partner. 999-999 or 416-872-9999. And we're talking about, like, the honeymoon phase or honeymoon haze is over. And you learn this about your partner. I learned that my girlfriend Michelle wants to do couples costumes for Halloween.
Yeah.
We've already spent a Halloween together, but I'm learning this about her. I don't
You get
love
one,
it.
She gets one now.
I don't love it, but she's a Halloween person.
I can't wait to see you guys dress up like Edward and Bella from Twilight.
I'm gonna pitch that idea. So we're getting a bunch of texts here, 999-999, hey.
From the 905, my hubby and I celebrated 11 years in June, and I just learned over the pandemic that he cannot remember anything unless he writes it down or you verbally tell him. He will forget it until he's written it down. Mm. I'm the same way. In order to remind myself of things, I have to leave little notes. And like, if I have to remember to get something in the morning, I write a little thing on a piece of paper towel and I tape it to the doorknob.
I always put my car keys on top of things
if I need to bring
them. Yeah, because you need your car keys.
Yep, it's one of the last things you're going to grab. Yeah. That's from Charlene, by the way. Got another text from the 905. Been dating my girlfriend for 3.5 years. Have recently learned that we do not share the same enthusiasm for seeking thrill. I love roller coasters, snowboarding, and riding Sea-Doos.
Oh.
We're slowly working on doing those experiences together.
Oh.
It sounds like she's working on doing those experiences.
Yeah, it sounds
together.
Like you're making her do thrill-seeking things.
Jet in the 647. I learned that my boyfriend only wants to watch Harry Potter movies.
No.
When we first got together, we didn't really watch movies, but since we've been living together, we have a lot more screen time, and the only films he wants to watch on weekends is Harry Potter.
That's so Hufflepuff. What? I don't know. Okay. I don't know the houses. Don't put me on the spot here. I know what I've done. I know what I've done.
Emily in the 289. I learned that I have to shave my boyfriend's back once a month.
Yeah.
I guess his roommate used to help him out. that's a dark ass the first time because you're really putting yourself out there. You're being very vulnerable in front of your partner.
A good friend of mine, he would have me shave his back. And then he started dating a new girl and he was nervous because he was like, who's going to clip my wings? And I was like, just ask her, like, if she loves you, she'll clip your wings. She will.
And did she?
Sure enough, she was upset about it, but they're still together and his wings are clipped.
That's love.
Oh, that is love. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Hamilton the Musical is going to return to Toronto February 2023. Here's the bummer. It was supposed to come to Toronto in February 2020, which it did. I believe they did a couple shows, but then, of course, March, the world fell off the rails, and it hasn't been back because it couldn't. But they announced it's coming back, which is very exciting. It's one of the most talked about musicals in the world. It's award-winning, and it's coming back February 2023. The show's return was revealed by Mirvish yesterday, along with the announcement that the company's fourth years will reopen the audiences after an 18-month closure.
That's going to feel good. That's going to feel really, really... I will go to the theater. I wasn't a theater buff before, and now I will.
Mm, what's your vibe at the theater going to be like?
Oh, I'm going to wear blazers, and I'm going to just... I'm going to... No, I guess you can't... I'm going to drink Chardonnay, even in the lobby.
You got to get one of those watches with the gold little rope thing attached to it. And then you got to check it. Pocket watch.
Okay.
Yeah. Or, you know, do anything else. Anyway, it's officially fall, by the way. As of today, the pumpkin spice latte is back at Starbucks.
Yes.
Which also means we've fully entered influx of pumpkin spice everything season. You can now buy deodorant, chicken dry rub, and Kraft dinner with the flavor of pumpkin spice.
I love that. I don't mind the Kraft dinner pumpkin spice.
It might sound weird, but it seems a little late in the year for pumpkin spice latte to be back. I believe last year, maybe it was the year before, it was like August 18th they brought it back.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Which is wild. People are getting tattoos of their vaccine QR codes. So there's been a lot of talk about the vaccine passport, and it's going to be a digital thing, or at least there's an idea that it'd be digital, and it's a little QR code, and you scan it, it goes beep, and it turns green if you're good to go. So there's a 22-year-old in Italy who's going viral after he got his QR code tattooed on his upper arm, which links to his vaccine status. He tried it out at the McDonald's that requires proof, and it actually worked. So you're probably going to see a lot more annoying influencers do this.
I can tell you firsthand from my tattoos, they get weird, and they change shape, and they change color, and your skin gets saggier as you get older.
You.
So, like, that's not going to work, my love.
I have a tattoo of a fox, and it looks a lot more like a wolf now.
Really?
As I get older.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
We are less than 5 minutes away from giving you another key word at getting $5,000. 5K Friday. Your next keyword is coming up at 10 a.m. on Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The accolade or award, that was random, but you won it. Maybe it was a coloring contest when you were a kid. Maybe it was some sort of prize at the mall. Maybe it was something at daycare. 416-872-9999 or 999-999. Miles from the Midday Show is in here. You won a big award. And TJ, I just want you to, I want you to kind of say in one word the way that Miles looked for this accolade, this award.
Hot.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He looks really hot.
Really hot.
Yeah. Well,
thanks very much.
You're
TJ's
very welcome.
Blushing. Miles, you won a really big thing over the weekend.
So I went to the Queen's Plate, the 162nd annual Queen's Plate horse race at Woodbine Racecourse on Sunday. It was amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah. I'd never been before. Got a pair of tickets. My girlfriend and I thought we'd dress up because that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's
the
a big thing
race.
To do there.
Good
yeah,
excuse.
You wear the big hats and everything.
Yeah. So the day before, I rushed out to, I think it was Square One in Mississauga.
Okay.
Yep.
Bought a little blazer and thought, you know, I was like, getting suited and booted. So we took a little picture. We took a little selfie
Yeah.
before we left on Sunday in the condo. just in the living room, and we posted it on Instagram, and I just used the hashtag Queen's Plate.
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't think anything of it. Got to the horse race, got to our seat.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, we get DMs, like left, right, and center from Woodbine Racetrack on like Twitter, Instagram, everything. And it said, hey, can you tell Miles to come to grandstand section number 160 or whatever?
Yeah.
ASAP. He needs to come right now. And I'm like,
are they kicking me out? Do I have to race today?
I would think I'm in trouble.
I was like, have I lost something? You know, have I dropped my phone or anything? I don't know. So I walked over. This guy runs up to me and is like, Miles, quick, come here. We're going down to the trackside. You've won best dressed.
Stop it. Best dressed.
You're the best dressed man. I was like, you've got the wrong guy. I think you've got the wrong guy here.
So wait, what did you win?
So the guy was like, well, you've won VIP tickets for two at next year's Queen's Plate and a custom hat.
How's the hat?
I haven't got it yet. I think I have to be fitted.
Are you serious?
Okay, so I just want to say your photo, it's at On Air Miles on Instagram.
Yeah, explain this photo, TJ.
He looks really dapper. You're wearing, I would call it like a light khaki pant.
Okay. Yeah.
Really nice, like bluish gray kind of plaid tweed jacket.
Okay.
Yeah.
White shirt. Looks very handsome.
Crisp.
Your girlfriend Heather looks beautiful too. She wore a really nice dress.
Did she win anything?
Oh, this is the thing, right? So she put a lot of effort into that outfit. I bought that blazer the day before, and the rest of the clothes I've had for years. And
Miles,
she spent ages. And I was like, did she win anything? And they were like, no, it's just you. We just need you.
And Miles.
Heather was not happy.
And the worst part is they got in touch with you through her, too.
Where's
Miles?
Hey, can you tell your really handsome boyfriend to come win an award for how he looks?
And she looked so beautiful. I would be so mad. I'd be so mad.
Was it the quiet day of the races?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was. I even said, look, I don't know if I can bring you next year. You're a bit underdressed.
But you had no idea. Like, you didn't even know that was a thing. Like, it was totally random to win that.
Yeah, totally random.
Oh my God.
And like, it's strange. I don't know if you guys have won anything recently, but like, we don't get to win anything.
Yeah.
We give away the contest.
Yeah.
It's weird to be on the other side of it.
I haven't won anything since Most Improved at Chess Club when I was 15. So,
Most Improved is the worst award to win. I have a few Most Improved Hockey Player awards at home, and they're such a slap in the face because it's like, you're better than you were.
Yeah.
That is such a hard way to look at it.
It's the true way to look at it.
It's the the participation award, isn't it?
Yeah, you're a lot better than you were 6 months ago when you started on this team.
You've grown as a human should. Here's an award.
Well done on attending.
Yeah, yeah.
416-872-9999 or 999-999. It was an award you didn't think you'd win. It was random. It was out of the blue, but you won it. And TJ, shall we give him a proper congratulations, sir?
Yes. Yeah. And if you could just refer to me as best dressed man from now on.
You got it.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The random award that you won. 999-999 or 416-872-9999. Miles from the Midday Show. He won best dressed at the Queen's Plate this weekend. He looked incredibly handsome.
He looked amazing.
He looked so good. You can check out his little fit. His girlfriend, who was with him, did not win, but he did.
Yeah.
And he won tickets VIP style to next year's Queen Plate. And then also, he won a custom Queen's Plate hat.
He also told her that he's not bringing her next year because she was so underdressed.
So we want to know, what's that award, like that random award that you won that you're actually kind of proud of?
From the 905, when I was five, I won a guess how many candies are in the jar contest.
Oh, no way.
It was 764 candies, and it was the best.
Incredible.
There's a pic of me holding on to this huge jar of candies. I have the biggest smile on my face.
Amazing.
They said it came with a little bit of everything. They were all wrapped candies. Suckers, rockets, caramels, strawberry soft center candies, bonkers.
It
was a total mix up of deliciousness.
Yum.
Don't like rockets. Never been a rockets boy.
You don't know how to live, man.
I keep hearing that. From the 647, I got an award for most likely to become a crazy cat lady on my graduation.
Amazing.
Such
love
an honor. LOL, that's from Jade. From the 416, I won a Knights of Columbus essay contest in grade 8. I was horrible at writing. Somehow I placed third. Guess my parents helped me write something good.
What?
That's really funny.
Also, this top one that just came in, I hope that this is true from the 905.
This is the dream, yeah. I won the Swiss Chalet dip and win for 10 grand.
What? Can you imagine?
I know. That's the gift that keeps on giving. Last one here from the 905. In cadets, I received the Lord Strathcona Medal in my second last year, which is an award that demonstrates excellency in every category.
Oh, amazing.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Jax, you surprisingly, for somebody, like Miles put it, for somebody that gives away a lot of prizes, you have won a lot of prizes in your life.
I have been on a lucky streak. I won a Tim Hortons bike from Roll Up the Rim.
Roll Up the Rim?
When I was 11.
What'd you do with it?
I think I sold it.
Yeah.
I don't know what I, or I gave it to a friend. I can't remember exactly what I did with it. Okay. It was beautiful though. It was red. But it was a little bit too big for me. It was like a cruiser.
They were the Schwinn cruisers.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember.
But I don't want to brag. Do you want,
what
do
else
you want
got?
Me to brag? Okay.
Yeah, keep going.
I won a coloring contest at the convenience store around the corner from my parents' house.
What?
When I was 8. Yeah.
What'd you win?
Won a PlayStation.
Oh, like an actual PlayStation?
An actual PlayStation, a PS1. And I wasn't really interested. I'm more of a Nintendo girl. So what I did is I sold it. But hang on. So I sold it to my best friend Emma's brother, Mike. And Michael bought it. And then what I did with that money is I bought a Columbia jacket. She's resourceful. Because Columbia jackets were incredible. My mom was like, I'm not... You are like, no, you're going to ruin it. And I did, but I bought it myself and then ruined
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
She's handy dandy. So I don't want to brag, but I'm a coloring connoisseur.
Do you remember what you had to color in?
I think that I had to... It was like a drawing contest, but like I used a lot of like, you know, the shapes that come in like a geometric set. So I used like a lot of like really good lines. I think I just like did a cartoon face.
You do draw a lot.
I love to draw. It doesn't get me anywhere anymore, but I love to draw.
Keep texting your big wins and awards to 999999. We're still taking your calls. 416-872-9999. If you think you can beat Best Dressed at the Queen's Play, or if you can beat Jax's acclimate of winning a drawing contest at the convenience store when she was 8 in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
I want a PlayStation, okay? I was doing well.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.